This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The NHL and its players union have a deal to end their nearly four-month lockout. A shortened season could begin as soon as next week. Andrew Zimbalist is a sports economist at Smith College. Good to talk with you.
Good morning.
I think many folks outside of diehard NHL fandom had almost forgotten this was even still going on. What would you say that we learned from this episode?
I think we learned that owners have a lot of power in professional sports leagues, and the NFL and the NBA owners flexed their muscles 2 years ago, and the NHL owners wanted to get some of the prizes. And so they locked out the players. And at the end of the day, they were able to reduce the player share, their salary share in total revenues, down from 57% to 50%.
Weren't the owners losing money the whole time this lockout continued? What gave them such power in the end?
Well, of course, when you're not playing games and you're not generating revenue, you're also not generating profits. But the good news for the owners is that they're knocking the player share down 7 percentage points, and that at current levels is worth about $230 million a year. So the owners should recoup those losses from not playing the first part of the season, assuming, of course, that fans don't become turned off and disaffected and show up in lower numbers.
Is this trend that you've mentioned, both in the NHL now and in other pro sports leagues, something that's bringing them into a more sustainable trajectory? Or is this really just the owners have more power and they're able to wring more out of the players?
Well, I think that the owners have more power. There have been some changes in labor law over the last 20 years that have given the owners a stronger hand. In the case of the NHL, it's been a poorly managed league. Its sustainability, I think, was in question. I think there need to be very serious management changes going forward to make the league strong.
They're talking about an abbreviated season now of maybe 50 games. Is that really enough for hockey to bounce back from this?
I think so. I'm quite confident that in Canada and in the strong North American cities, the fans will be responsive and go back to the arenas. In the half dozen to dozen U.S. franchises that were marginal to begin with, the fan response might not be nearly as positive.
Andrew Zimbalist is a sports economist. He's at Smith College. Thank you.
My pleasure.